Hey everyone, it's Brandon. I just wanted to put this in the feed because over the weekend it was reported that Mark Dodson had passed away suddenly. Of course, Mr. Dodson was the voice behind Salacious Crumb, as well as Gremlins, as well as being brought back in for Maz's Cantina in The Force Awakens. He was a huge favorite of Ben Burtt and the sound team in terms of the noise he could make and how he made everyone laugh. And I was really honored a long, long time ago to be able to talk to him at a convention. I think it was even technically before Talking Bay 94 existed. It was when I was doing this for my pop culture website. This interview was then later published, I believe, as episode 22, alongside a similar short conversation with David Ankrum, another great voice actor. But in my time with Mr. Dodson, he was warm and generous, and he later was gracious enough for me to interview him for my Salacious Crumb oral history in Star Wars Insider, in case you wanted to read that. And I'm really lucky to have been able to talk to him, as well as everyone I talked to from Star Wars. So rest in peace, Mr. Dodson. Take a listen to our conversation from probably 5 or 6 years ago now at this point.
Voice of Salacious Crumb, Mark Dodson. Also, The Gremlins, also Force Awakens. We have a lot to talk about.
Well, a little bit, yeah. Yeah, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Well, let's talk about a recent exciting thing that happened. You came back to the Star Wars universe to voice some patrons in Maz's Cantina for Force Awakens.
Yeah, that was really exciting. Matt Wood, the sound guy, great sound man. He got in touch and said, we want you for Force Awakens. And if he ever hears this, now I would kind of be embarrassed, but I'll finally tell it. When I got that, I was in my studio in my control room, and he contacted me, and I started running in circles or walking very quickly going, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, I can't believe they really called me to do this, because I had seen him at D23 and he said he would. But you know, people talk, you know, and he actually did, you know, and that was, I think, in August of that year. So then there wasn't until October, and the movie was coming out in December. But so as time went on, I was like, they're probably not. And then here it was the middle of October. I need you here in a couple of weeks. And I was like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, I can't believe it. So it was just really exciting to be brought back. And like I told Matt, it was Salacious Crumb was the first voice I ever did. And so this was my life career coming full circle. It came full circle, and what a good time. Now I'm in my late 50s, and you know, when I started, I was in my early 20s, and so it just felt really good, and it was a wonderful session. A whole bunch of great voice actors and actresses were in the session, and I got to do the Salacious, kind of his laugh, because Salacious is smaller, so he's, so we made him a little bigger. And the cool thing was, when you're doing ADR, you're watching the film on a big screen, and you watch a piece of it, like maybe a minute of this part of the film. And then, you know, when you're in an ensemble, they're like, well, you know, one guy will go, I'll do that guy, and I'll do that guy. And we're all doing it at the same time as it's going. Well, when that came up, and you're sitting there watching going, I wonder which guy I would be good to do. And when that came up, I was like, I saw this character slam his hand down and go, there's no sound yet. And I went, oh, I want to do his laugh, I hope. And sure enough, Matt looks over and he goes, Salacious, I need your laugh. And I was like, oh, God, I think I blushed. it felt great. So I got up and did it. You know, when he wins. So his name's Cretinus. Yeah. His name's Cretinus. His brother is Prashi. That's who he's playing the board game with. They are swindlers, and they hang out at Maz's. They are identical twins, and they use the fact that they're twins in their swindle is the deal. So, yeah, that's pretty much there.
I know that laugh. Yeah, I was like, there it is.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah. Yeah.
But you worked with Lucasfilm before, Battle for Endor and the Ewok movies. And
for Endor.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I did do some of the Marauders in Battle for Endor, too. But I'm mostly known in that as Teek, the little hyper. I should have said done Cretinus for you, too, because some people would be like, well, I don't. His name never comes up. Like, nobody ever says Salacious Crumb's name. But that's, so anyway, there you go. There you go. And everybody knows Salacious. I don't need to show you that.
Do you have any parts maybe you've played over the years that you're the most excited about, or the ones that you're the most passionate about?
Yeah, there's no question. the one that's nearest, dearest to my heart is Salacious Crumb. I love Salacious. I love that whole scene. I think that the throne room scene is among the greatest scenes in the Star Wars films. You know, it's an iconic scene. It had, if you really think about it, everybody ends up in Jabba's at that time. Salacious is definitely the one that I love the most. He gave me my start, and to be in there with Hans and Carbon freezing, you got Luke comes in the black cloak, R2, C-3PO, Jabba, Lando, I think. Everybody is in that scene, so that's so great to be a part of that. And I always loved, like, Tony McVeigh sculpted Salacious, and at that time there really hadn't been a creature or critter in anything that really looked like that. And Tim Rose puppeteered him and gave him so much life. I love Salacious. Yeah. I really do. And his laugh worked. Right. You know, it really worked. Yeah, yeah. And then I worked with Ben Burtt. Right. Like I say, it was the first thing I ever did. So it gave me my life in this business. Tony and Chris Whalis, who made Salacious, shortly thereafter went on to make the Gremlins and do Gremlins. And I got the call from them that, hey, they want to know who did Salacious, and we told them, and they want you to come and do this Gremlins movie. And I was like, well, I thought it was one of those pranks. Yeah. I'm like, why are you bullshitting me? Why are you doing this to me, man? Don't play. And they're like, no, for real. They want you to come do this. Yeah. And I'm a carpenter up at Skywalker Ranch. Right. I'm like, this can't be, you know? So then it led right into Gremlins. And then, of course, you've got to get an agent to negotiate this one. And you've got to get in the union. Right. You got to get in the SAG. And once I was there, the agent says, hey, as long as we're representing you, you want to try out for other things? And I was like, well, I mean, sure, I probably won't get anything, but I'll try, you know. And lo and behold, I started booking things with Disney. And, you know, and it was like, maybe this is what I am supposed to do. Because I wanted to be a director someday. I wanted to be behind the scenes, which being a voice actor, you still are kind of behind the scenes. I like that, you know. So there's my whole story right there. Really.
Well, maybe just final question. You kind of mentioned it, but for the people that don't know, what was the process to become Salacious Crumb? How did you get that role?
Well, really, the process was that I was a carpenter at that point. I started out a laborer. I had moved up to Marin County from L.A., and I was, at that point, I was working out at Skywalker Ranch, and Ben Burtt, I let him know. He found out. I had a raccoon. There's a whole story I had that he was looking for Chirps, and I just happened to have a raccoon. It got around that Ben Burtt's looking for a raccoon Chirps. I said, I have a raccoon. And so he came to record her, and she didn't chirp. She said, well, I'm going to leave this, an old Sony reel-to-reel, you know, that they had the field and the mic, and showed me how to do it. And he said, so when she starts chirping, I want you to get it. So I was like, okay. And, since I had the thing, I was like, well, I had already done impersonations. So I was like, well, I'll do some impersonations, you know. And so when I took the reel back to him, I'm like, we got the chirps and I did some stuff. I hope you don't mind, you know. He's like, oh, no, great. I'll listen. I'll see what I think. You know, I think I did like Strother Martin and, you know, what we have here, you know, a failure to communicate. But anyway, I did some pirates and some things. And he said, you're actually pretty good, and I will call you. And he said, in fact, why don't you try out for this? Well, it ended up being E.T., which I didn't get the part. Right. But my first audition was E.T. And then shortly thereafter, because he did the sound for that, you know, for Spielberg. And then shortly thereafter, when he was working on Jedi, he thought of me and actually said, why don't you come over and try out, you know? And so I ended up getting Salacious, you know, and it was great. Yeah.
I really appreciate the time, the talking, and thank you so much.